A baker and partly retired cooper just outside of Harriston, within the town of Minto, is working to establish Western Canadian cuisine in Ontario by growing a specialized berry. The Saskatoon berry is not too dissimilar from service berries already found in Ontario. However, the Saskatoons are a unique variety which natively inhabit the western provinces and extend into a couple territories. Pete Bradford is one Ontario resident trying to establish a Saskatoon berry population right here in Wellington County. With the help of his wife, Marla, the Bradfords run the Barrel House, which is an artisan shop stocking organic baked goods, barrel-aged foods, wood carvings, and handcrafted culinary ingredients. Pete Bradford takes great care in using his homegrown and local ingredients and says growing the Saskatoons would be an interesting experiment.
But on top of that, there's a practical application, and that's taking the berries and using them in the kitchen. So if for no other reason, I still want the berries to be able to use them in the bakery, because they're beautiful berries and they make incredible different things in a bakery. So I want to be the one to start that.
Bradford got the chance to try the Saskatoon berries a few years back, and from then on, he made it a mission to influence a successful harvest of the berries.
I've had them in pies, I've had them in muffins, and then I've had them just straight up. And they kind of have a blueberry thing going on. It's really kind of unique.
As detailed in their 2025 Project Outlines report, the County of Wellington's Experimental Acres Grant Program partnered with Pete Bradford at the Barrel House to work out the best way to grow Saskatoon berries in Ontario. In April of last year, the Barrel House planted 50 Saskatoon berry plants into an organic field and grown using three different methods, trellised like grapes, protected with netting, and the rest were left to grow naturally. Bradford says protecting the berries is important because birds enjoy the fruit and deer snack on the leaves and bark during the winter. Another reason to try and grow the berries here in southern Ontario is due to their hardiness. The University of Saskatchewan's College of Agriculture and Bioresources says Saskatoons can endure winter lows of minus 60 degrees, and they can grow well in very sunny conditions.
I mean, they grow out in the prairies. You don't get much windier, much colder, and much snowier than that. So that was the other reason why I chose them, thinking that they're a hardy plant.
Bradford says the plants did not have an overly successful first year, but have shown promising results so far in 2026. The plants have grown around 2 feet this year, which lines up with Bradford's studies on the subject, but ultimately thinks the dry conditions and extreme heat have hindered growth. A growing guide prepared by the government of Alberta says rapid temperature fluctuations can be particularly damaging to an orchard, and they say not to exceed 40 degrees for covered growing conditions. Bradford acquired the plants from the Whiffletree Farm and Nursery, which is located by Elmira. Bradford is growing the Martin variety of Saskatoons. Bradford is also a cooper, a trade specializing in barrel making, and is quite rare in 2026. As someone with decades with experience handcrafting coach barrels and aging food and drink within them, Bradford understands that patience is key.
I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be cool. But I think it's going to take a little longer to get there than what I had planned. I'd really hoped that the plants would be 4 and 5 feet tall this year, and they're only 2 and 3, you know, and very straggly. Some of them are starting to fill out, but 50% of them are, you know, real straggly, and then there's 7 of them that have died.
According to the University of Saskatchewan, the berries host high amounts of vitamin C and pectin just before ripening, and the shrubs provide habitats for deer and moose when they grow in thickets. Next season, Bradford says he will try to install an irrigation system and add more nutrients to the soil to promote stronger growth. I'm Mick Horvath for The Grand 101.